The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. Sitting here with my good old tomatoes and homemade wine here in North Dakota. This is James Kelso, your host on the Trump Phenomenon radio show. On this day, February 21st, 2021, 2/21/2021. And thank you for joining us. We're on the air for 2 hours every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 for me, Central Time. And the... You can call in. How do you like them apples? You can call in at 512-248-8252. And be glad to take your call during these 2 hours. Did I dispense with all the preliminaries there? Yes, I did. First word out of my mouth, we're going to miss Rush Limbaugh. Only 70 years old when he passed away this week. And what a giant, what a tower. One person made a very true commentary about Rush Limbaugh. He created the medium through and over which I'm speaking right now. He created it. When he began, somebody correct me on Rush Limbaugh's bio, but when he began around 1988, I believe, as a young man, and I was actually, he was actually a sports announcer for that, I believe. All these memories could be somewhat off, so correct me, anybody who's a better student of Rush Limbaugh. But I was living in Kansas City, Missouri, when Rush Limbaugh was, announcing the Kansas City Chiefs in 1988, or prior to that. But in 88, I think he began his talk show career. I think he began his serious big time show in, was it W something AC in New York City? But when he began, there was no talk radio, right wing talk radio. He created it. And he stuck with it every day, 3 hour broadcasts every day of his life, pretty much. He never skipped out. He put himself behind the microphone, even suffering from advanced stage 4 terminal cancer. What a man. What a giant. So we'll miss you, Rush Limbaugh. From Cape Girardeau, Missouri, or as they say in that part of Missouri, Missouri. We may talk more about Rush Limbaugh later in the show. And if you want to add your comment or a tribute to Rush Limbaugh, how you know, there's some folks that have been listening to Rush Limbaugh for 30 years, 20 years. And you might be one of those. So I'd be happy to hear from you. Another thing I'd like to talk about today, and I'll launch into that now, is some really good news. As Ed Sullivan used to say on the Ed Sullivan Show, who else, right? for those of us old as Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump, And we can all remember something that you younger folks never heard of and may not even know existed, the Ed Sullivan Show. And he would, where the heck did he get his inflection to his speech? But he always described his show as a really big shoe. A shoe, not a show, a shoe, a really big shoe. And there's a really big shoe coming up, folks, this next week, and we'll cover it next Sunday. We'll be doing the sort of the wrap-up, the summation of a very important event occurring in Orlando, Florida. Some of you may know what I'm talking about already. This is really good news. Rush Limbaugh is looking down on us, and he will be there. He's going to be very happy about this event. In Orlando, Florida, the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC 2021. The last one I attended was CPAC 2011, just 10 years ago. And strange to say, the highlight of that CPAC for me, looking back on it now anyway, was my first chance to hear live Donald Trump. So there you go. That's a pretty good teaser as to where I'm going. Donald Trump is back. He's back in a big way. And he will be there in Orlando later this week. We're going to find out exactly what day. I think he'll be the keynote speaker. I'd be an idiot not to make him the keynote speaker. He will be there. And you lucky dogs out there who've got a ticket and who are going to get there in Orlando. I'll give more details about that. It may still be possible to get in. And let me tell you this about almost any event. Some of you know, you can get into almost any sold out event by just going. So if you live nearby in Florida there, chance to see Donald Trump. There will be thousands. I'm just guessing now, but I think it's a safe guess. There will be thousands there, and they will be cheering Donald Trump from outside whatever the venue is, which we're about to discover. Who's that guy that sold suits? Thinking of people that used to be on TV and radio. If you get there and are outside the CPAC event and don't even succeed in getting in, you will be there with thousands of others who are there for one reason only, to see Donald Trump in person. I guarantee it. I'm almost getting a low enough voice to be able to say it the way that suit salesman. Was it Men's Warehouse or who was it? I guarantee it. You're going to like my suits. Well, you're going to be happy you went to that event, because I guarantee it, Donald Trump will, before he goes in or when he comes out or both, he will address that big crowd of Trump supporters outside. So there you go. And I'm about to look it up. I've got it on one of my computer screens in front of me here, the CPAC schedule. But this is great news. So let me just sketch out for you why it's such great news. What are you talking about, Kelso? Why is this great news? Well, just the fact that Donald Trump is addressing CPAC says loudly several things. One, Donald Trump is back. Back meaning back in the political lists, back in the battle here. He's not taking any time off at all. Kind of like a guy named Rush Limbaugh, huh? And of course you remember that glorious moment at the State of the Union address where Donald Trump, yes it was, the last one, where he had Melania hang around the neck of Rush Limbaugh, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. What a moment. So Trump is back, A. B, a very important group, CPAC, and the sponsor of CPAC is the American Conservative Union, ACU, headed by Matt Schlapp. What's his wife's name? How could I forget her first name? Help me, any callers that remember it. But Matt Schlapp and Ms. Schlapp are the titular heads of the American Conservative Union. They are the sponsor every year of the Conservative Political Action Conference, which is the premier, largest, most important, most influential conservative event of the year in the world every year without fail. So the fact, now they've invited him to be the, I'm going to guess here, keynote speaker. We'll find out in just a moment. Why is that huge? It's huge, folks. Because not only has Trump not given up on us, it means the conservative movement, and CPAC is the really big shoe in the conservative movement, they're back. I mean, or they haven't given up on Donald Trump. So they've stayed true. Donald Trump has stayed true. That was a given. And that the ACU would stay true was not a given. And I'm very happy they have. So, and also the timing here, Donald Trump is Mr. Timing. Timing is perfect. I think we have a State of the Union address coming up. Boy, that's embarrassing. But with, you know, with China Joe Biden in the office, it's kind of a forgettable thing. You're not even interested in what the State of the Union. But I think it's coming up in a matter of days, maybe. Maybe even concurrent with the American or with the CPAC. So Donald Trump will be able to give, in effect, a counter State of the Union address. So while Joe, blithering Joe Biden, is lying through his teeth about how wonderful he's made America in 30 days, Donald Trump will be able to tell America the truth. This is going to be wonderful. And, you know, you're going to hear in that CPAC audience, let's find out. Let's look at the schedule right now. Let me give you the call-in number again, 512-248-8252. And if any of you have got tickets and you're going to this thing, please call in. I mean, you lucky stiff. Right there in Orlando, Florida. By the way, it's easy to get to Orlando, Florida now relative to many other cities because a lot of airlines, recognizing that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has opened up Florida and it doesn't buy this lockdown BS and the corona, the CCP virus. I love that. All the Trump insiders say CCP virus, meaning the Chinese Communist Party virus. He's not buying all the snake oil and BS. So Orlando is a wide open city, including for airlines, which have now rerouted some of their hubs, not some of their flights, some of their hubs to Orlando because they can actually fly their planes and stay alive by operating out of a Republican-run conservative state. So meaning there's a lot of good airfare going into Orlando. So take a look at it if you're thinking about it. Back in my bachelor days, I'd sure be thinking about it. And I would know that even if the online it said tickets, no tickets available, sold out, et cetera, I'd go anyway. I'd get in anyway, and I'd find a way to get in the front row anyway. And maybe get a chance to, you know, well, yeah, at least get to the front row. I'd do that. So there you go. Now let's turn over. I'm going to turn to my another computer here. You'll hear my voice turn a little bit. And by the way, it's nice in North Dakota right now. I've got the windows open, fresh air, hell with this mask nonsense, fresh air, North Dakota, the upper Midwest, the Great Plains, fresh air blowing in from Saskatchewan and Manitoba and Montana, Wyoming. Oh, this is God's country, folks. And there's just a little bit of snow on the ground that fell, I don't know, a week ago. And, we're talking less than 2 inches. And that's it's bright, sunshiny. Oh, the birds are singing. Oh, man, I've had to spend a lot of money on bird seed this winter because they're just chomping on the bird seed. So I'll buy another 40-pound bag of bird seed today. They'll go through it in a matter of a couple weeks. Let's turn over here because now you're going to hear me turning away here. My voice is going to move away from the mic a little bit. All right, here we are. CPAC. Wait, let me get my caller board. Caller board coming in. Engineer lets me know that what was Rush Limbaugh doing in Kansas City when I was living in Kansas City as a young man? he was a music DJ, it says here, the engineer is telling me. But I think he did sports for the Kansas City Chiefs, too. He got his start on radio down in Cape Girardeau in high school. Anyway, all right, so here we go. Thursday, February 25th is the commencement of CPAC. And just a welcome reception by Fox Nation. And I still don't even know where it is. I'll tell you in a moment. Okay, that's Thursday, February 25th. Okay, Friday, February 26th, is the welcome, 8:30 a.m. The, let's see here. This is in the Regency Ballroom of what venue? I don't know. Okay, a welcome from none other than the governor, Ron DeSantis, who will be introduced by Matt Schlapp. Then we'll hear Senator Mike Lee, and I'm going to go through the program here. You're going to love it. 9:20 a.m., Why the Left Hates the Bill of Rights and Why and We Love It, by Senator, a speech by Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who's kind of a hot and cold. You don't know when he's good, he's good, and when he's bad, he's bad. Oh, well, I don't know what the story is of Mike Lee. But, you know, he's part of the Trump team that we've got going into 2024. Then we have 9:30, freedom of speech, a speech by former governor of Wisconsin, I believe, Scott Walker, the Young America's Foundation president. Then Freedom of Religion by Senator James Langford. I love this. They're starting with a Bill of Rights themes. Freedom of Religion, James Langford, Lankford of Oklahoma. Freedom of the Press, Alex Berenson, who's a great reporter who has done a tremendous... Alex Berenson has done the best job of anybody of reporting on the scamdemic. He's had the guts to talk about the phony hysteria created over the so-called pandemic. Freedom of Assembly, another great one. Pam Bondi, the former Florida Attorney General. This is great. This is an all-star lineup, folks. Then we've got Steve Scalise at 10:15. I mean, can you imagine the lucky people who get to listen to this? You get to hear everybody all at one time. And the tickets aren't even expensive. I don't know yet what they are, but I mean, in years past, it's like cheap. It's like, well, we'll find out in a moment. Negligible. Remarks by Steve Scalise of Louisiana. Let's keep moving down here. I'm just going to go with names I know you know. 10:50, Senator Ted Cruz will talk about the Bill of Rights, Liberty, and Cancel Culture. Then we'll have, isn't this a great build-up to Donald Trump? This is great. I mean, what an event. This becomes the Donald Trump event. The CPAC conference, you put Donald Trump at the top of it, and all of a sudden, it's a Trump rally. And this is all of the build to that. Then we've got, let me see here. Former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt. Remember, those of you that are really old, remember Governor Laxalt, who must have been his father of Nevada. Why protecting elections. Culprits. Why judges and media refused to look at the evidence. Oh, that's a very important question. And they did. These cowards, these hate America people, refused to look at the evidence of the stolen election, and it was stolen. We'll come back on that word stolen right after the break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now is still the same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. I realize this is
the time. And I'm just looking up round-trip flights to Orlando from up here in North Dakota. And the screen just popped up here. I'm looking on Orbitz. Not as good as I would hoped at all. But I mean, really, back in my bachelor days, I might actually, this event is so important, I might actually spend the money. Back when I had the money, back when I was a bachelor and I had the time, and the freedom, the mobility. By the way, I'm not recommending bachelorhood to anybody. Go if you don't have children yet. Go out and have children immediately. it's $1,000 round trip for me from Grand Forks, North Dakota to Orlando. I'll look up some others. If I drive down to Fargo, there's sometimes a big price break, and that's only a 70-mile drive. Anyway. So now let's go back to, I said I'd resume on the word. What was the word I was going to resume on? It was started with S. Well, anyway, let's go back to the schedule here. Stolen. The election was stolen. I was trying to decide scam or stolen. Scamdemic and a stolen election. Let's go to the schedule here of CPAC. And I'm going to go through this for you because this is a treat. Most of you are not going to get to go. But be sure to listen to the event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Forget the Thursday part, the welcome reception. If you're there, of course, it's good to be there Thursday because a lot of the people will be there milling around, and that's one of your best chances to go meet somebody. Just walk up to them and say, and you know what? In Florida, they'll be shaking hands. at least touching elbows. So you want to watch it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Watch it online. It'll be streamed. I may have that detail for you here before we end the show. But the website is cpac.org, I believe. Let's see here. CPAC. Wow. Okay. Actually, their website is cpac.conservative.org. Conservative.org is the website. CPAC is the subsection. Anyway, so let's go back into the agenda here. And I mean, this is a who's who. You're going to get to see everybody who's got it right in the Republican Party, certainly. Let's see here. We're at 11:50. Freedom from confiscation of property, 11:50 on Friday. And the guest speaker, Ian Smith. Ian Smith, not the Ian Smith that you remember from Rhodesia. Most of you don't remember Ian Smith. But this Ian Smith is appropriately named after Ian Smith, I'll bet. Attilus Jim. He's one of the principals at Attilus Jim. Does that ring a bell? That's this incredible gym, and I forget where it is. Is it in New Jersey? Where is it? Attilus Jim, who has insisted on remaining open. And to hell with these political punks, these SOBs of the Democrat Party who have shut the nation down and who are, and this is a dictatorship, folks. Joe Biden, there are two terms that are appropriate for him. Comrade, that would be a good one. Chairman Biden, or dictator Biden, because this is what he has imposed, is a dictatorship. He is ruling by fiat. He doesn't give a damn about the Constitution or your freedom. In fact, it's worse than that. He wants to crush these things. And by the way, good men, intelligent folks can disagree on this. But I'm of the opinion, I'm not of the persuasion that Joe Biden doesn't know what he's doing and he's just a puppet for people handling him. I think it's worse than that. I think we're finding out who the real Joe Biden always was. He is a communist. He is a demon rat. He is a dictator. It has gone to his head and he is relishing crushing you. As George Orwell said, his image of the future was, correct me again, folks, some of you are so much sharper on these things. The image of the future that Orwell predicted in 1984 was a jackboot on the neck. Jackboot on your neck forever. So let's see here. So there you go. Ian Smith of Attilus Jim. All right. Then you get, here's at 12:20, talk about the real cost of tuition. I mean, that title right there, that just lights my fire. The real cost of tuition. Yeah. What are you getting in these American colleges now? These left-wing brainwashing pens. Well, Speaker, Representative Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina's 11th District. Ah, Madison Cawthorn, one of the great ones, one of these, this new class. His title is debtors. Then there's another one in a neighboring district, District 13 of North Carolina, Representative Ted Budd. All right, keep going on here. Keeping America Safe at 12:55, Speaker Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. there you go. 110. I mean, and this guy, he's only got 15 minutes. These are guys that could keep an audience spellbound for 2 hours. They're going to get 10 and 15 minutes. There's so much packed into this incredible conference. And we'll summarize it for you on Sunday next week. And we'll have highlights. Protecting Elections, Part 3. The left pulled the strings, covered it up, and even admits it. Speaker, former representative from Utah, great one, Jason Chaffetz. You see him on Fox News nowadays. I wish he was back in Congress. Then you have Senator Marsha Blackburn, a good one from Tennessee, fighting for freedom of speech. This is at 125. Jason Chaffetz only gets 15 minutes. Then we hear from Marsha Blackburn on freedom of speech. She gets a little bit longer to speak. Let's see here. Okay, I'm going to skip. Oh, 140, we hear from a panel that includes Representative Matt Gaetz. Oh, he is great. Florida's first congressional district, the Panhandle, the Redneck Riviera. Formerly represented, can you believe it? Formerly represented, if you use that term very creatively, by Joe Scarborough. That's right. Joe Scarborough is a predecessor to Matt Gaetz, with skipping a few congressmen in between. And that's there's your quintessential rhino, Joe Scarborough, who, whatever he calls himself, he's a commie, along with his girlfriend, what's her name, Brzezinski, Mika Brzezinski. Also, Matt Gaetz, and then Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA. This is on the first day. We're just past lunch. Okay. What's next? And I'm reading this. I'm looking at this for the first time, folks. This, to me, I'm like a kid in a candy store here. I mean, gee, do I want to be there? It's possible. I could go. It's possible. I don't know how. I got two problems: tearing myself away from my kids. A, getting the airfare. B, but gosh, it's tempting. All right. Let's go to 2:25 p.m. Big tech is for sale, and China and Russia are buying. Okay, you got Buck Sexton of the Buck Sexton Show. You got K.T. McFarland, a member of the American Conservative Union Board. She was, I believe, a foreign policy advisor to Donald Trump. Okay, now we get Senator Rick Scott of Florida. He's a good one. Formerly governor of Florida. The Way Forward, Unlocking Our Churches, Our Voices, and Our Social Media Accounts by Senator, speech by Senator Rick Scott. I mean, come on. And then you follow him by 3:10 p.m., Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Oh, what a man. Then we have, I'm looking at this for the first time. I just walked into the candy store. My eyes are wide open. And Josh Hawley only gets 15 minutes. I'd like to hear him for 5 hours, 15 minutes, followed by Drums Please, Reigniting the Spirit of the American Dream, Speaker Donald Trump Jr. hold your horses, boys and girls. But this is the build. But right away, day one, we get Donald Trump Jr. I mean, this is a Trump event, ladies and gentlemen. Reigniting the Spirit of the American Dream. Then we get, and get this, you got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. This is at 3:25 p.m. Donald Trump Jr. Guess how long he gets? Some of you are guessing 2 hours. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. I am loving it. The audience isn't going to let him. I'll tell you what, this event's going to go late into the night. Their schedule is just going to get blown out of the water. They're not going to be able to stick to the schedule. Because he's followed by, he gets 5 minutes in at 3:30, James O'Keefe, who's the creator, the genius, the giant, the guy with balls who created Project Veritas, James O'Keefe. I'd like to listen to him for a whole day. He gets 15 minutes. And at 3:45, I mean, folks, this is a hall of heroes. This is the biggest lineup I've ever seen in my life. By the way, we've got a David in San Francisco is holding. I don't see David in San Francisco on the schedule here yet, but he's holding. David, hang on, because I got to get through this schedule. This is too much. James O'Keefe is followed by, name another hero of yours that you've seen on TV, a guy with, as we say, balls. Dan Bongino. What a man who knows how to wear his pants. He's at 3:45. So James O'Keefe got 15 minutes. And by the way, there was sad news on the Sean Hannity show. Sean Hannity mentioned, Dan Bongino has not mentioned it on the air, but he had a diagnosis of lymphoma. And he had some spots on his lungs. He just had his lungs scanned. And the doctor said there were some spots on his lungs. He says, I'm hoping it's nothing. It's not as bad as it could be. But some lymphoma is the problem for Dan Bongino. That is terrible news. We can't lose Dan Bongino. All right. I'm going to go down here. I know this is a lot, but I'm skipping all kinds of people. Here's one at 4:10 p.m. Here's one of the guys. I mean, can you imagine getting a chance to shake this guy's hand? Who's been the best on China? China. Who's telling us the truth about China on TV right now? Yeah, Gordon Chang, obviously from China. Gordon Chang knows what he's talking about. And he lets the Chinese dictatorship have it right in the snout. Moderated by Gordon Chang, a panel. And by the way, I didn't know this. Gordon Chang is on the American Conservative Union Foundation board. Nice. Listen, folks, our movement's shaping up. Not a single rhino in this lineup. Not a single Mitt Romney yet. Not a single John McCain. Not a single Ben Sasse. I mean, not only has Donald Trump has taken over the Republican Party, but also as a parallel demonstration of this, he's taken over the American Conservative Union and the Conservative Political Action Conference. Look back at years past. You had all kinds of Mitt Romney people in there. Wow. All right. Now, 4:10 p.m. To protect and serve. This is a police panel here. To protect and serve. Or are we going to have socialist social workers? And guess who's on that panel? Wow. Bernie Kerik, former New York City police commissioner. This guy is tough as nails. Old school New York cop. Nice. Moderated by Matt Boyle of Breitbart News. Loving it. This is in the Hilton Plaza. The Plaza International Ballroom. The Plaza International Ballroom. Now, I don't know where I'll find out in a moment where this event's going to be held. I'm just green with envy of those of you that get to go. I may do it. Okay. Here's a 4:10. The topic, Israel and anti-Semitism. And who's on this panel? I don't know any of these people. I don't think I know any of these people. That's at 4:10. Then I don't think they're very famous. Maybe Ari Hoffman, associate editor of the Post Millennial. That would be the one I think I've kind of heard about, the Post Millennial. Okay, 5:10 p.m. The looming humanitarian crisis at the border. And remember, where does Donald Trump figure into this with Israel and anti-Semitism? Where does Donald Trump figure in that area? Well, Israel has named a town after Donald Trump. I think it's like Trump Hills or something like that. Trump Heights. He's the most popular man in Israel. And across the board, Israelis say he's done more for Israel than any American president since Harry Truman at Israel's founding in 1948. more than Truman. He's done more than any American president. All right. The looming humanitarian crisis at the border, and we have that has that's moderated by, here's her name. It's a hard one to remember. Mercedes Schlapp, Matt Schlapp's wife. 5'10". Okay, here's another one. Let me see if I okay, I'm going to skip. I'm skipping one. I got to move through this a little more quickly for you. I'm skipping another one. These are all very good. There's a women's breakfast. Oh, now we're down to, on this day, I won't give you the times and stuff. There's a women's breakfast, a Catholic mass, a red carpet for the premiere of a movie, Roe v. Wade. Haven't heard about that. That's a good one. Then Saturday. Now we move to Saturday from Friday. Okay. All righty. National anthem starts the day off. 9 a.m. We've got sellouts, the devaluing of American citizenship. And the title of the event is Sellouts. Wow. And Representative Paul Gosar of Arizona, Texas Attorney General. I love this guy, Ken Paxton. All right. Oh, 9:30 a.m., remarks by Ambassador Rick Grenell, formerly ambassador to Germany, appointed there too by Donald Trump, and it was also made the acting director of U.S. National Intelligence by Trump. Rick Grenell, what a great one. And the 9:45, fighting communist China from all four corners. Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, Senator Ambassador Robert Lighthizer, moderated by Matt Schlapp. All right. Who's the boss? Where's my applesauce? Who's really running the Biden administration? Oh, we were asking that question a bit ago. Now, I think Joe Biden's more in charge than he is, but some think. And I hope he stays that way, because I want Donald Trump to run directly against Joe Biden in 2024. That is a dream matchup. That's the thriller in Manila. I want to see that one. What do we got here? We got Sarah Carter is on that. Who's running the Biden administration? I love Sarah Carter, journalist, genius. She's great. All right, now we go down. We're on Saturday now. KT McFarland leads something. Devin Nunes, California congressman. Yes, California's got some good ones. California's not dead, folks. California's 22nd district. That's the hills there, Sierra foothills, Bakersfield, Representative Devin Nunes, a lot of really good old boy Americans there in the ranches and farms of Bakersfield area. That's where Merle Haggard called home. So Devin Nunes at 10:50 on Saturday. Then we've got, let's see, I'm skipping some things here. Good things. Burgess Owens, great congressman from Utah's 4th District, Burgess Owens. He is, in the left's own words, his theme is disrupting the nuclear family. That's what they're trying to do, the left. Destroy your home. Destroy your marriage. Destroy your relationship with your children. Take your children away from you via the public schools and the other federal basically child kidnapping agencies. On the same panel. This is worth $1,000 ticket round trip just to go see this. Burgess Owens, along with Leo Terrell. You've seen him on Fox. Leo Terrell. What a genius. Have you seen Leo Terrell when his fuse is lit? Oh, fantastic. All right. Okay. 12:15. We're only at lunch here on Saturday. Let's see here. We've got skipping some things here. They look so good, but not names you know. Let's see. Skipping another good one. For sake of time, skipping another good one. 135, how the Bill of Rights inspires us at home and across the world. Remarks by former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, formerly a congressman. Remember Congressman Mike Pompeo, appointed as Secretary of State by Donald Trump? Wow, that's going to be a knockout. Ah, here's one. 1:50 p.m., Amendment 2, the right to bear arms. And who's on this one? Well, State Representative Vernon Jones, former State Representative Vernon Jones, Democrat, formerly, I believe he was a Democrat, of Georgia's 91st legislature district, moderated by Dana Loesch, talk radio host. We talk radio hosts got to stick together. So she's a great one. Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona, he's a good one. And Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado. Wow. But remember, Vernon Jones is the Democrat, black, former state representative of Georgia who loves Donald Trump Sr. Wow. All right. Here we are still on Saturday. I'm skipping a big one. Let's see here. Okay, skipping another big one. Here's one at 3:05 p.m. Remarks by Pete Hegseth of Fox. I like Pete Hegseth a lot. He's a good one. Here's a great one at 3:50 p.m. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. Right next door here, right down the road from where I am. Let's see here. All right, skipping another good one. Here's skipping another good one. Here's one with Pastor Daryl Scott. Here's skipping another good one. Here's one with skipping another good one. Here's Matt Gaetz at 5:10. Peace through strength. With Pete Hegseth, Matt Gaetz, 4 p.m. Okay, I like this. The only thing we have, the title, here's the title of this panel. The only thing at 4 o'clock, the only thing we have to fear is, mimicking FDR there. The only thing we have to fear is Nera herself. Not fear itself. Nera herself. How to block a tyrannical administrative state. Now, Nera is one of these Biden appointees, is she not? Somebody help me with this. Somebody that's more on the ball than I am. Nera is one of these communists in the Biden orbit. I love that. That's great, great pun. And that'll be led by Representative Daryl Issa of California, returned now to Congress, reelected. And that's a harbinger of things to come. Republicans are going to come back. There's going to be a comeback in 2022, folks. Donald Trump will be leading the charge. I think Republicans, patriots, will take back the House in 2022. So we really have to hold our breath and survive 2 years of Biden communism. Because once the House is back in Republican hands, Biden can be, further damage from Biden can be prevented. All right. So here we go. This is interesting. I've never heard of this guy, but it looks interesting at 4:30. So you've been deplatformed. What now? Led by Jeff Brain. I'll bet he's smart. Of something called Clout Hub. I've heard of that, but I don't know anything about it. Clout, C-L-O-U-T, rather than cloud, Clout Hub. So he's going to tell us how to defend ourselves from being deplatformed. What do we have as an alternative? What do we have? Things like Republic Broadcasting. I don't know what magic we're using here at RBN to stay on the air, but you can be sure that the geniuses, like the engineers who make all these shows happen, and the ownership are finding ways to survive the deplatforming and the censorship and silencing of you. And by the way, on that subject, I think talk radio may be our best line of defense, actually, might just be talk radio. It's the most robust medium we have. We'll be right back. See you then.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
Hey, we hit a roadblock here on a highway to my way.
And what I live for is a chance to change.
We're back here. Now we're going through the schedule. This is a treat. And let me go back to, in case you didn't hear the beginning of the show, why is this a treat? Why is Kelso lavishing commentary about the upcoming American Conservative Union Conservative Political Action Conference starting really Friday. What is Friday, the 26th, in Orlando. And I still don't know the venue. It's going to be some big hotel or something, or an arena. I'll find out here shortly. Probably a big hotel. Maybe a Disney hotel. Who knows? But the... So we left off here with Jeff Brain and Cloud Hub, and I was talking about, you know, whatever magic John Stadtmiller is using to keep this radio network on the air. That's one of the huge challenges. Remember, these people, our enemies, the communists who have taken over the top of the United States, they were able to censor Donald Trump as president of the United States, so elected by us. The pukes at Twitter and Facebook and all these other pukes, Google, Amazon, they're able to censor Donald Trump, president of the United States. Folks, if they can do that to him with impunity, we're way up the creek without a paddle. You don't have freedom of speech, you're in trouble. All right, so let's go. Let's look at the fight back. All right. Let's go to... I'm going down here. I'm skipping events here. Blah, blah, blah. Let's go here. Okay. The Ronald Reagan Dinner. That's a ticketed event. You pay a little extra for that. The Ronald Reagan Dinner on Saturday night. That's in the Regency Ballroom. And the people, this will be a panel of Dr. Ben Carson. Love him. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that's Sarah Huckabee, Mike Huckabee's daughter. Love her. Remember Donald Trump's press secretary? Boy, was she good. Oh, and Dad's going to be there, Mike Huckabee. Love him, former governor of Arkansas. All of those interviewed by Mercedes Schlapp. And emceed by a radio talk show guy, Larry O'Connor of WMAL-KABC Town Hall. Yep, as I said, I think talk radio may be the strongest strength we've got. Hey, this is just the first hour. We're just getting warmed up, folks. We're coming up on Sunday here. We're looking for Donald Trump Sr. You don't want to miss that. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.